I was not a good student in school. I was a terrible student in school. And I tell that to people only to give some sense of hope to parents, that to not assume that because you did badly in school, you're going to be messed up your whole life. I graduated in the bottom quarter of my class, and Dennis was an even worse student than me. It emanated out of what was, I would say, both a strength and a weakness. The strength was that the things I cared about, I really cared about a lot and studied a lot. The weakness was I didn't study enough things I didn't care about. And, well, that, you know, that ties in with what I said earlier. I tended to follow my own path. But as a result of this day, you know, I'm ignorant about the sciences and math. I wish I wasn't so ignorant about them. You know, and I feel stupid. You know, I'll often try to read the Tuesday New York Times science section and often have difficulty with it, so I know less than I should. But Flatbush is where I learned. Flatbush and a camp I used to go to for 9 summers called Camp Masad, which was a Hebrew-speaking camp. Mm-hmm. It's where I learned Hebrew, which mm-hmm. was just, which is probably what I would suspect, because Weaseltier went to the same high school.
Oh, yeah.
And I suspect that that's what he would have the deepest sense of gratitude for. Because mm-hmm. I always say to people, the great thing about learning Hebrew is, it's amazing, the amount of Jewish texts that are now available in English is yeah. wonderful. But the problem is, if your Jewish knowledge all comes from texts that are translated into English, a lot of your insights are based on either other people's translations or other people's commentaries. The great advantage you have when you can do Hebrew in the original is exactly that, that you can come up with, you know, your insights are more apt to be innovative and correct. Sometimes when you come up with insights based on all being in translation, it's, you know, based on translations, and it might not necessarily be fully accurate. Sure. So what I most credit with my years in Flatbush was, and then why you reinforced it, it gave me tremendous tools. That's why even if I don't come out fully agreeing with a place, I can have a very strong sense of gratitude towards it. But Flatbush, you know, gave a very viable sense that, you know, here's an active Judaism that can, you can be part of the world and part of the Jewish people. It's very Zionist, and mm-hmm. I remain very bound up with Israel.
Yeah.
So I have found feelings, even though I never liked school. School was hard for me. And, you know, it remains for my children. It's a hard thing. And I realize it now as a parent. To go away, if you go to a day school, you have a very long school day. Even mm-hmm. if you go to a public school, it's, I'm sure most public school kids do not think of themselves as having an easy day.
Yeah.
It's only when they, only in comparison to the dual curriculum does it seem relatively easier. But basically, you know, they leave the house before 8 in the morning, come back after 5 o'clock at night.
Hmm.
It's a long day. And then they're expected to have homework. God, those days when they don't have homework seem so wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, the family seems, it's so much more relaxed. I had homework. I don't think I did it, by and large. You know, so I'd get in trouble in school. So it was, I had wonderful friendships, I remember when I was there. So it was a positive experience, but I never really liked school. I think there are people who learn well through school. I am not to be one of them. You know, in that regard, I'm more of an autodidact. I tend to study more on my own.